Well, I guess we will just go ahead and get started. And I don't have anything to call this to order, but I will, there we go. Call to order the Landmarks Preservation Commission meeting of July 14th, otherwise known as La Fête Nationale or Bastille Day. Happy Bastille Day to you all. Let's begin the meeting here by acknowledging that we're holding this meeting on the traditional lands of the Puyallup Tribe of Indians. And we will start with a roll call, and I will just go as you appear magically on my Zoom from bottom to top. So in the Zoom space, we have Commissioner Slessor, Cade, Hilsendegger, Williams, Mortensen, Stewart, Hart, and Johnson. I believe I have everyone, and Bartoy, if I did not say my own name. And we have, well, I'll wait for the excusals until we move on here, just making sure no one's popping in on me. Okay. And let's see, are there any additions to the consent agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection to moving forward with the consent agenda by unanimous consent? Hearing no objections, the consent agenda is adopted. And we will begin with excusal of absences. I have excusals from Commissioners Jaggers and Morgenroth this evening. I believe that's all that's come in. Correct me if I'm wrong. Either Mary or Lauren? Hearing no corrections, I must be correct. All right. And moving on to our approval of minutes from the meeting of May 26, 2021. Were there any corrections to the meeting minutes? Letting people fumble for their mute button, but hearing no corrections. Is there any objection with moving forward with the approval of the minutes by unanimous consent? And hearing no objections, the minutes for May 26, 2021 are approved. Just to note, we had 3 administrative reviews since we last met: 2108 Commerce Street, 3334 North Gove, and 801 North L Street. And with that, we will move on to our design review of the evening. It's the UW-Tacoma Milgard Building. And do we have a staff report?
Yes. Fantastic. Yeah, thank you, Chair. I have that for us today. For our design review, our agenda item is the University of Tacoma Milgard Building at 1950 South C Street, and it is in the Union Station Conservation District. We have Dominic Griffin, who is here today to talk to us later about the project, but we have heard it before or heard a little bit about it at a previous meeting, but this is a proposal for the new construction of a 55,000 square foot three-story building at 1950 South C Street. The proposed project is for the Milgard Hall, a new academic classroom, offices, labs, and collaborative spaces for the University of Washington, Tacoma. This project site is a contributing property in the Union Station Conservation District. It is bound to the east by South 21st Street, it is bounded by South C Street to the east, South 21st Street to the south, and the Prairie Line Trail to the west, and the Snoqualmie Building to the north. The project will utilize mass timber, cross-laminated timber decking, and guillaume buildings and columns for its structure, an exterior palette of brick cladding with punched windows, painted metal panel cladding, and an accent of curtain wall glazing at stairs and public spaces. The construction is targeted to start at the end of, at the end of July 2021 and be completed in December 2022. On May 12th, 2021, the Landmarks Preservation Commission was briefed on this project and provided feedback. The commission requested additional samples and photographs of the proposed materials, which will be at which are included in this packet and in this presentation. And according to the standards for height, scale, materials, storefront design, color and views, due through the analysis by staff, we deem that this property is located within the Union Station Conservation District, and as such is subject to review by the Landmarks Preservation Commission to TMC 1305-047 modifications. The project is within the Union Station Conservation District, and that requires Landmark Commission review to include new construction, requires Landmark Commission to review new construction, additions to existing buildings, demolition, and installation of signs. The proposed building height and massing not only meets the district requirements, but the design is also compatible with the scale of surrounding buildings, including the historic mattress factory building located directly across South C Street. And the proposed building's exterior is composed of three facade types, brick cavity walls, glass curtain walls, and metal panel rain screens. The brick masonry is the predominant building type utilized in the design. All materials and building colors were informed by the Union Station Conservation District guidelines and meet the requirements for material and color. And staff recommends approval of the above scope of work.
Great. Thank you very much. And do we have, I guess, who is representing the applicant this evening?
Good evening. Hi, everyone. Thank you for meeting with us again. I'm Kim Yao with Architecture Research Office, and I'm joined by Dominic Griffin here tonight, as well as Jenny Hong from our team. And it's great to see you all again. And we just wanted to share with you an update based on our last meeting. So go ahead and go forward, Dominic. Hopefully you'll recall, as just was clearly outlined, our site is within the conservation district at the end of Prairie Line Trail here at C Street and 21st. And it is currently known as the Craigle parking lot on University of Washington's Tacoma campus. For our meeting this evening, we have a much shorter presentation than we shared with you last time. So hopefully if there are any questions, we can address those, but we just wanted to start with some site photographs to remind everybody of the building site as it situates itself here at the south end of the campus. Next. And here, the site plan, essentially everything that we shared with you before is the same. There hasn't been any dramatic change to the building massing, its CLT structural system, to the glazing approach to the building. Building scale and size, materiality, and site plan or building footprint plan remain the same as what we shared with you last time. And there have been some subtle updates and modifications to topography and accessibility around the exterior of the building, which have been really good site improvements. And some of that is developed in consultation with the City of Tacoma. So you can see the footprint of the building here, again, facing C Street. A portion of the parking lot remains at the southernmost end of the building, and the building has accessible entries opening to C Street and connecting through to the Prairie Line Trail. And so the project is creating accessibility both through the interior of the building and also with an exterior accessible route, which is one change since we last met with you all. Go ahead and go to the next slide. So our building elevations, as I noted, remain essentially the same as what we presented with to you last time. And I say essentially because we've developed some of the detailing and refined some of the material choices, but the scale and size of openings, as I noted before, are the same. So you can see that a three-story building here, it's long elevation that faces C Street, the primary entry at the connector, which is where you see one section of curtain wall that connects through to the Prairie Line Trail with a canopy there at the entry. And the building, if you recall, is clad in a combination of brick masonry and metal rain screen along its four sides. So essentially, to simplify, like two sides of brick and two sides of metal, although those sides bookend and cup the ends of the building. If you go to the next slide, you can also see in these slides, if you look at the top elevation, you can see how the building is also navigating the topographical change here from C Street up to the Prairie Line Trail and situates itself against the coal bunker. We talked about that a little bit last time. So the coal bunker becomes like a prominent element at the rear side of an exterior science court, and the building project doesn't disturb that historic component at the Prairie Line Trail. At the bottom elevation here, you can just see, sorry, Dominic, to the right, you're seeing the rain screen, and to the left, you're seeing masonry. And you'll see that in a little bit more detail here with our next slides. So facade materials, you asked for us to return and share updates on where we were with our material choices. As a reminder, this end of the campus is surrounded by a combination of historic buildings, such as the Mattress Factory. You can see that in the bottom right-hand corner here. You can see views of the Prairie Line Trail on this slide, but also within campus, there are obviously newer building materials as well. Next, and if you recall, here you can see a darker color, the reddish color is our brick facade, and the light gray is the metal facade. You can see all of the elevations for the three-story building on this slide, and then we'll just go through some of the material choices in a little bit more detail and then address any questions you might have. So our primary exterior materials are the brick cavity wall on the left, that moment of glass curtain wall, which is very selectively used in the project, and then the metal panel rain screen. And if you recall, we talked about this last time, for us breaking down the scale of the building, it helped to have a combination of the metal and the brick because of the length of that facade on C Street. Next. So our brick facade is primarily composed of the brick cavity wall. We are planning to use a Windsor brick with a dark colored grout. So you can see on the top right hand image, a sort of montage of what that will look like. And then we have updated renderings, which you're seeing a portion of that there in the detailed view. And then essentially we're using medium to dark gray tones for the metal work on the building. So at the bottom here, you can see our downspouts. We're planning to have a weathered zinc or a medium gray. The window frame is a dark gray. It's a warm dark gray. So it really kind of brings out the highlights of, it's kind of darker than, a little bit darker even than that grout color that you're seeing. So it's not a really cool gray, it's a warm gray. And then our spandrel and coping materials are painted brake metal in a dark bronze color. And so that spandrel panel is the square you see beneath each window opening. And that acts as a kind of horizontal ribbon that actually connects across the whole facade, including on the metal rain screen portion. So if we go to the next slide, we have a detail of the flat and profile metal panels. You can see that metal, that spandrel, we call it a spandrel panel, consistent there too, and that same dark bronze color. The flattened profile panel will also be a medium gray or a weathered zinc. And then again, the downspouts consistent here on the metal portions of the building in medium gray or weathered zinc, and the window frame also consistent in a dark gray for those punched windows. And then if we go to the next slide, we have some views. So these are updated from what we shared with you last time, just for this material palette with those dark and medium warmer grays and the Windsor brick with the dark grout. You can see this is the view from C Street with 21st in the distance to the left and the primary entry to the building from the east side. Go to the next slide. This is as if we were in a drone hovering above the entry, looking towards the connector. So we're facing west in this view. So this is at that one kind of slot of curtain wall. And you can see through that curtain wall to the mass timber, which we're really excited about. The canopy also is that same kind of dark bronze or kind of medium gray color. Yeah, like the spandrels. Next. And then on the other end of C Street towards South 21st, you can see the metal rain screen here with the brick in the distance. And again, a small portion of curtain wall at our stair at that location. Next. And then from the Prairie Line Trail, you can see brick at the connector and at the entry to the building with the curtain wall that grounds that curtain wall, and then the metal rain screen to the right, with again, all those kind of grays and the really beautiful warm red and brown of the brick. And finally, this view from the Prairie Line Trail. We talked a little bit last time about the color of the brick. We are attracted to this particular palette because we feel like it complements the Mattress Factory, but also allows the building to be slightly different rather than being a direct copy of the historic brick that's across C Street. So we think it's complementary without trying to mimic it exactly, which we think is nice to let the two buildings be distinguished from each other in that way. Next. I think that might be our last slide. So we'd be happy to go back to any of these images and answer any questions that you all might have.
Great, thank you so much. Appreciate it coming back and bringing the additional material. So I will go ahead and now open it up for commissioners. Any comments or questions from the commission? Vice Chair Mortensen.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for coming back and for the additional information. I know that last meeting, myself and a couple other commissioners expressed a lot of support for the design and basically just said we would be interested in seeing the final decisions on the materials. And I think you've done a really nice job. And I agree that the materials are complementary to the district. So I'm very much in support of this proposal.
Great, thank you. Any other commissioners? Nope, Commissioner Johnson.
Yeah, I want to echo what Vice Chair Mortensen said, that the palette is very complementary to the rest of the district. It's not overwhelming. It's not too bright and garish. And I like the fact that the rain screen is in a recessed building. It doesn't present a big, massive, long wall. It steps back. So it really does minimize the scale of the building. So I think this is very nice. I'm in support.
Great, thank you, Commissioner. Let's see, any other? Seeing none here. I'll echo the comments of the Vice Chair and Commissioner Johnson and appreciate the thoughtfulness that went into the color selection and the distinguishing from the historic facade, but allowing it to be compatible. So I thought that was very good. Okay, hearing no more comments or questions from the commission, is there a motion that should be entertained? Sometimes takes some time. There we go. Vice Chair Mortensen.
So I had to get to the right page, so I don't mess up the language. I move that the Landmarks Preservation Commission approve the application for 1950 South C Street as submitted.
Fantastic. Is there a second on the motion by Vice Chair Mortensen? Commissioner Hart?
I'll second that motion.
There is a motion that has been seconded that is now in front of the commission. Is there any comment on the motion before the commission? Any discussion? I'm seeing none. Hearing no discussion, we'll go ahead and move to a vote. We'll use our hand features, our raising hand features. So those voting commissioners, please raise your hand if you support this motion before the commission to say aye. And I will tack off people here. Let's see, we have voting aye, Commissioners Johnson, Hart, Slessor, Hilsendegger, Williams, Mortensen, Stewart, and Bartoy. And those are all the voting commissioners present this evening. So there's no need for nays nor abstentions. The motion carries. So thank you very much for coming before us, for hearing us, and for coming back again before us. This is really great. So thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. We really appreciate the feedback and the opportunity to meet with you and appreciate your service on the commission. So thank you. Thank you for your comments and support.
Thanks so much. We'll look forward to seeing a new building.
Us too. Thank you.
Great. All right. Now we will move on to our events and activities update.
Great. Thank you, Chair. So this is what the rest of the calendar looks like for the year. Our next event will be August 19th, the 70s Turn 50 by Michael Hauser, who's a state architectural historian. He's promised that it will be groovy. I was like, make it fun and make it groovy. So it should be a good one. And then we're going to have a talk with Historic Seattle and Forterra about affordable housing and then different types of acquisition strategies for historic properties, putting them in trust, easements, that sort of thing. So being creative with that and reaching community goals. So pretty excited for those talks. And on that note, I also have some other news. As of August 2nd, I will be transitioning out of this position. I have been promoted to principal planner and I'll be leading the new neighborhood planning program here for the city. So still in the same office. And all of that, but it's been a great 7 years, so it'll be hard to not do this every other Wednesday. In the meantime, Zoe's going to be here, so she's going to be manning a lot of these events. I'm going to be helping with the transition, and I think Ruben will probably be planning to rehire, so hopefully you get someone else great. So.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lauren, for everything you've done for the commission. You've been here since I've been here, and I don't know what a commission's going to be like without you. So big congratulations to you on your new position. And I see Vice Chair Mortensen probably would like to say something of a similar vein, hopefully.
Yes, absolutely. Congratulations. That is so exciting. I'm really happy to have another preservation person in the planning department, even though you'll be sort of in a different area. We'll definitely miss you. And I also just wanted to say these events look super interesting and I'm really excited about that too. So.
Awesome. Thank you. Yes, I still hopefully will be involved with preservation because I think that neighborhood plans always start with historic surveys and preserving what's good in the neighborhood. So,
yeah, congratulations. That's so exciting.
Commissioner Johnson?
I want to echo that too. Laura's been a primary mover of this commission. And the historic events that she's created have just been stellar. And also, I want to say she's jumping into a frying pan.
Yes.
So good luck with that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I must say that I'm not sure what a commission meeting will be like without you. So, and yes, double all that. Much appreciation and much success in your new position. So I'm very excited to see how awesome you'll make that as well. A new challenge, yes. New chapter. Excellent. All right. Well, with that, I think we're on to Chair's comments. And the Chair is going to comment that this may be the quickest meeting the Chair. Oh, wait, Commissioner Johnson. You're ruining my big unveil here.
I was wondering about a retreat. We've been talking about that and haven't heard anything for a while.
Yes. So I can address that if that's okay.
Yes.
We are still planning that. We are looking for a consultant that both specializes in equity issues and planning. We did have a consultant that we were going to work with. She was uncomfortable with the Open Public Meetings Act, that the meeting would have to be recorded. She felt that would stilt open and honest dialogue. And, you know, to some degree it does, but also this is a public commission. And so, you know, we have to abide by those rules. So she gracefully bowed out, and we are now looking for someone else, and we are still hoping to have that.
And will it still be the plan is to have a joint planning commission? Okay. Okay, great. Awesome. Well, with that, we may have ruined my this extra added time, ruined the unveil of running a 25-minute meeting that's now turned into 26 minutes. So still maybe the shortest commission meeting that I have chaired. And thanks to everyone. Do enjoy your evenings with family tonight. Hopefully you celebrate a little bit of liberté, égalité, fraternité, vive la France, and you keep your head on this evening. Okay.
Thank you all. Night.
Good night. Adjourn the meeting.